On a crisp and clear Friday afternoon, more than 5,000 sleek new solar panels slant skyward at the 11-acre Sullivan's Ledge site in New Bedford. With New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell and others looking on, EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy touted the fact that a polluted site could now be put to good use.
To see it change from just a grassy area into something that, again, is producing for this community is really testament to this region. It's a great opportunity to show people that things can change.
Sullivan's Ledge was one of the EPA's first Superfund sites. It operated as a quarry in the 1930s. Local industries used the quarry pits as a dumping ground from the 40s through the 70s, contaminating the soil with pollutants. The EPA originally planned to remove the contaminated soil, but decided instead to cap the site, leaving much of the contaminated soil and sediment in the ground. EPA Regional Administrator Kurt Spalding says when the solar farm was proposed, it meant the solar panels had to be placed on top of concrete foundations.
So now it was just a question of how you put these concrete pads on top of that site without affecting that remediation in a way that somehow would upset the risks that are being managed here.
The major risk being that the protective cap could be breached if the panels were anchored directly into the ground. Mayor Mitchell says putting a solar array atop a Superfund site definitely has its risks, but those risks are manageable.
It's tempting to look at contamination on sites like this and to perceive them as permanent conditions. It's there in the ground, and it's always going to be in the ground, and we're never, ever going to go near it, and it can't be of any use. And the reality is we can solve these problems.
Mitchell says the Sullivan's Ledge Solar Farm, along with other solar projects now in progress, could save New Bedford an estimated $2.7 million over the next 20 years. For WCAI, I'm Brian Morris in New Bedford.